Blog Talk Radio.
Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are.
Because of who you are, I give you glory.
Lord, because of who you are.
Because of who you are, I give you praise.
Because of who you are.
You are
Jehovah,
Jehovah.
Well, good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon this evening. Amen, amen. This is your host on tonight, Pastor Donna Kibble. Amen. And this is Walking in Authority Hour. Amen, amen, hallelujah. Let's just give God some praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because he is truly good tonight. And not just that, that we know God is a keeper tonight. Amen. Amen. He's a keeper and he's a wonder. The song said, and we worship you because of who you are. That should just excite us right there by itself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I thank God for my radio listening tonight. Hallelujah. It's such a privilege. Hallelujah, to come before you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. And I truly thank God tonight. I thank God for every open door. We should just thank God right now for every open door that he has opened for us on tonight, because he is truly worthy. Amen. Amen. Now, before I go on my text tonight, amen, I'm going to bring a couple of announcements. Hallelujah. So while I'm doing that, please get your pen and get your papers on tonight, you know, because I'm one who I love to write down notes. And not just that, but I want you to write down things so after a while I'm going to open up the line and you can express how you feel. Share with me what God has given you. You have a testimony on tonight. I would love to hear what God is doing for you. Amen. 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 Now, this is KBI Internet Radio Announcements. Amen. Amen. We are good ground, so sow into a good ground. If you would like to donate to Kingdom Building International, you can go to www.givelify.com or go to www.kingdombuildersplaza.com and click on the Internet Radio Donation. Amen. Our church service is Kingdom Building International, 16250 Northland Drive, Southfield, Michigan, 48375, Suite 369. Service starts every Sunday at 11 a.m. with Prophetess Teresa Dock, pastor. She's the pastor of the Kingdom Building International. Amen. Amen. And then they have Bible class, which is called Jesus Encounter, every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Now, if you would like to call in for prayer or send in a prayer request, the prayer line is always open Monday through Friday at 5 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Now, have a pen. This is the number if you would like to call in for prayer. It's 218-895-0280. The code is prayer or 772-937. Amen, amen. We are so excited to announce that Prophetess Docs is having Kingdom Builder Development Institute ministry classes. Amen, amen. So if you believe that God is calling you to the ministry and do not know what to do next, give us a call and watch God work. Acts 6 and 4. But we will give ourselves continuously to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Get training and get equipped to manifest. For more information, call 313-583-9739. Amen. Amen. And we thank God for the announcements. Amen. For what he's doing. Amen. 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 For the radio station. Amen. And if you would like to continue to hear me and other pastors and preachers and apostles and evangelists and teachers and preachers. Amen. Amen. To come on, please send a donation. Amen. Amen. We would surely appreciate it. Amen. Now, amen. Let's go into the Word of God. Amen. So if you have your Bibles in front of you, you can go with me to 2 Kings, the 5th chapter, and we're going to read down from the first verse to the 14th. This probably is a familiar scripture. Amen, amen. And we thank God. So get your pens and paper for me, all right? Okay. Now, starting with 2 Kings, starting with the first verse, it says, "Now Naaman," amen, amen. "Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable because by him the Lord has given deliverance unto Syria. Amen. I'm sorry. I can't hardly say words tonight, but the devil is a liar. "He was also a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper." Amen. Underline that word. He was a leper. Amen. 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 And it said the second verse said, "And the Syrian had gone out by company and had brought away captives out of the land of Israel, a little maid. And she waited on Naaman's wife." Remember that, a little maid. Amen. "And she said unto her mistress, would God, my Lord, were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he will recover him of his leprosy." Amen. "And one went in and told his Lord thus and thus, and said, the maid that is of the land of Israel, and the king of Syria said, go and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel." Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 I thank God. Amen. Amen. And it said, "And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and the 6,000 pieces of gold." Amen. Amen. I don't know why I'm having interruption, but you know what? The devil is a liar. Amen. The devil is a liar.
Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are.
Because of who you are, I give you glory.
Because of who you are.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am so sorry. Don't know what happened, but God still get the glory. Amen, amen. We was coming from 2 Kings, the 5th chapter, and started from the 1st through the 14th. And I think I had stopped at the 6th verse where it said, and he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, now then, this letter is come unto thee. Behold, I have therewith sent Nathan, my servant to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy. And it came to pass, amen, let's say that, and it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, I am God, to kill and to make alive, that this man do his sin unto me to recover a man of his leprosy. Wherefore consider, I pray you, and see how he seeks a quarrel against me. And it was so, when Elijah, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Why do you rip your clothes off? He said. When he heard that he came to him, let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. Amen. We talking about the prophet Elijah. Amen. So Naaman came with his horses and his chariot and stood at the door of the house of Elijah. And Elijah sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times. Underline that, 7 times. And thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth and went away. In other words, he got mad and said, behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of God. Amen. And strike his hands over the place and recover the leper. He wanted him to come out and lay his hands. Hallelujah. Or said and raised his hand and said, in the name of Jesus. But sometimes God don't even have us to do that. Amen. 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 In other words, he was saying, can I go to the river of Damascus? He said, better than all the water of Israel. May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in rage. Amen. Amen. He turned and went away in rage. And to this said, and number 13 said, and his servant came near and spoke unto him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great things, he said, wouldn't thou not have done it? How much rather then when he said to thee, wash and be clean? Amen. 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 So, Father, we thank you right now for the word of God. We thank you, God, for moving on our behalf, God. We bind up the enemy right now on every hand because you said, God, that you are almighty. And we thank you right now, God. We listening to what you have to say. And God, you said you would not have me to be made ashamed of. So, God, I humbly stand before you, God. Now, use me, God, as you see fit. Thank you in Jesus' name. Now, I'm going to run through this. If I'm not through, then I will be back next Tuesday, amen, and I can finish it up for amen. It might have to be a second text, but when I was reading it, and then it said Naaman was healed of leprosy, and so God gave me a text for us tonight. Write this down, and it said, we need a cleansing. Amen, amen. It's time for us to get a cleansing. Amen. And Naaman, he had leprosy. Amen. It was three things about Naaman. Write this down. One, he was the captain. In other words, he was the captain because why? He was the leader of the people of Samaria. He was the leader. Two, he was a conqueror. He was a lifter of the people. Hallelujah. But number three, he was a castaway. Why? Because he had leper. So he was separated from the people. Amen. Back then, when you had leprosy, they threw you on an island by yourself. Hallelujah. You could not come around because leprosy was contagious. So you could not come around anybody. And it said leprosy is a bacterial, listen to this, disease that attacked the nervous system. And it attacked the nervous system in the hands and in the feet and in the face. And what it does, it makes you very sensitive, and you don't even know that anything is wrong. Amen? Amen, amen. So let me tell you this. It said, Naaman, he was the commander of the army of the king of Syria, a great man. He was a hero to his people, but he suffered from leprosy. In those times, there was no known cure. Get this, no known cure for it. It would have disfigured Naaman, and his skin, they was hard and white. And besides this, when a person had leprosy, they lose sensitivity, and they can easily hurt their bodies because they don't feel pain. Amen. Amen. But you know what? I'm going to put everything down that I got. It seemed like it's such a distraction for me, and the devil is a liar. But I don't know what's happening on tonight. But Holy Ghost, you have your way. Amen, amen, amen. Now, we knew that Naaman was king. Amen. And we knew that he needed a healer. Amen, amen. But number three said, and he said unto her mistress, well, God, my Lord, were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he will recover him of his leprosy. But see, before that, the handmaiden was captain. And listen to this. God knows just what he's doing. Because when God got a healing for you and God brings people in your pathway, then God will have the right, have you at the right place at the right time. Even though that they had brought her out of captive out of the land of Israel, guess what? Where they sent her? They sent her to Naaman's wife. Amen, amen. Obviously, she had to be a holy girl. Obviously, she knew Jesus. Obviously, she had a word. Ooh, I feel the anointing already. She had a word for them. Amen, amen. How we know sometimes God just sent us a word. Sometimes God sends the right people in our pathway that will give us an answer that we've been looking for. Amen, amen. So she went to him and she said, hey, in other words, I know a prophet, Elijah. I know a prophet that can heal you. Hallelujah. And it's not him, but it's the power that worketh inside of him through the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Let's just stop and say hallelujah at that one. Hallelujah. And it said, when she went and told them, what they do first? They sent a letter there. And they said, hey, you know, I need some help. That's what they were saying. I need some help. Amen. So it said, I sent a letter to the king of Israel, and he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 pieces of gold, and 10 change of clothing. Amen. Now, you know, back then, because Naaman was rich, he was a king, he was a ruler. And every time that they went for something, they didn't go empty-handed. Amen. Amen. And some of us now, we go ask for something and we go empty-handed. Amen. Amen. We look for God to do something for us, and we saying, and God is saying, what you gonna do for me? I have helped you out of this. I have caused your kids not to go astray. I have kept you from hurt, harm, and danger. Hallelujah. Our children was in accidents, but God didn't let them die. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we turn our backs on God. Amen, amen. We can't turn our back on God because God's been real good to us. Amen. And it said, number six said, and he brought the letter to the king of Israel saying, now then, this letter is coming to thee. Behold, I have therewith sent Naaman, my servant, to thee, that thou may recover him and his leprosy. Amen. Now, after he did this, Elijah said, well, okay, you know, let me go ahead. And I sent a prayer for him. And in his spirit, he had already consulted God. And God told him, okay, you tell Naaman to go and dip in the Jordan River. You know what? When we're ready to receive a healing, we have to be ready to receive what God's saying down in our heart. And we can't have no envy or strife or jealousy or hatred down in our heart. Now, when the servant came back and he told him what Elijah said, what did he do? He got mad. Oh, my God. Just because God didn't tell him to jump into a clean river in the river of Damascus, but God said, go jump in the filthiest river, which is the Jordan River. Sometimes when God gives us to do something, you know what? It don't always make sense because sometimes it's real strange. Who would tell somebody to go jump in the nastiest, filthiest river that we have here? Oh, my God. We would say, really? Really? Like my granddaddy said, you kidding me? Hallelujah, hallelujah. So right then, he had pride. Not a little didi-da shot. He had pride in him. And the pride kept him, was going to keep him from his healing. Amen. Pride right now keep us from our healing. Oh, pride right now to keep it. It will stop the flow of God. Pride right now can stop. God can have someone bless you, and God will say, not right now, not right now. And so I'm saying when we want something from God, we have to walk in humility. When we want something from God, we have to walk in forgiveness. The Bible said, created me a clean heart, right? And renew within me the right spirit. Amen. That's not our spirit, but it's the spirit of the Lord. Ooh, I'm feeling God's anointing. It's the spirit of the Lord. And God wants to move so heavenly for us. And we need God to do just what he said. So because of that, listen, the handmaiden, she went back to him. And number 13 says, she said, and his servant came near, and she spoke unto him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee to do some great thing, wouldn't thou not have done it? So if the prophet would have told him to go down over there and go to the Hilton Hotel and get a room and dip seven times in a bathtub. Oh, see, that sounds better to him than to go and dip himself in the Lake Michigan. The Bible said, think it's not strange sometimes. And it said, how much rather then when he said to be washed and be clean? So he turned around, I guess for a little while, he let that simmer. And it got down in his Yeah. And he starts saying, who is me to tell God how to heal me? We need a healing from God. And we trying to tell God how to heal us. Oh, my God. No. Uh-uh. God is so great. And the Bible said his mercy endures forever. So Naaman thought about it. And then it said he went down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like that of the flesh of a child. And the Bible said, what? He was clean. Amen, amen. The text is, we need a healing. Let's make it personal. I need a healing. Amen. Dip 7 times in the pool. Why do you think the Lord told him to dip 7 times? Sometimes we have so much in our spirit. Amen. That one dip wasn't enough. Sometimes two dips is not enough. And we got to go down again. We need cleansing today. Cleansing from our mind. Sometimes we're not having the right mind. We're not in the right frame of mind right now. We got too much stress. I'm not at a little coming up against us. People losing jobs. People losing houses. People losing land. Oh, my God, my God. So what we do, we get mad. And we start being bitter. And we start holding this against. And you know what? We're fighting against God. But the Bible said we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principality. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We need a cleansing tonight. Oh, my God, a cleansing for us to walk right, a cleansing for us to talk right, a cleansing for us to live right, a cleansing for us to act right. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We have to know what we need in order to receive. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. We need to know what we need. In order to receive. God got greatness for us, but if we don't know how to take that leap, oh my God, we will never see the results of what God is doing. Nathan had to dip 7 times. I can imagine, oh my God, he went down once. Oh my God, when he came up, he probably had more filth on him than he had going down. When it's infinite wisdom, woo, I feel the Holy Ghost. God was cleansing his mind. Now, we already know he was king, so he was already prideful. Sometimes God give us position over things, and we start getting prideful like we doing something. So he was already prideful. His mind had to be changed. Maybe it might take 7 for him, but for you, it might take you 10 dips. Hallelujah. But whatever it is, let's get started now. Let's start working on ourselves. Let's start counting the cost. Hallelujah. For the Bible said, that we don't know the day or the hour in which our Lord Jesus comes. Amen. So while the blood is running warm in your veins tonight, hallelujah, let's do this thing right. Let's take the quantum leap tonight. Let's ask God for a cleansing. Let's ask God to cleanse our mind. Let's ask God to cleanse our heart. Let's ask God to take away unforgiveness. Let's ask God to cleanse us from bitterness and hatred, all and strife. Hallelujah. Let's ask God to move on our behalf, because if we want to be clean and come up, oh, my God, out the water, hallelujah, a new creature. The Bible said he wants us to be a new creature, because the old things are passed away. And behold, all things are new. When Naaman jumped in that water, I guess he was looking at his position. He went down, hallelujah, the first time. He said, Lord, you're not through with me. Let me go down again. He went down the second time. Maybe he didn't know how to treat his wife. Hallelujah. But he was saying, Lord, have mercy on me. Then he went down the third time. Glory be to God. Huh? Hallelujah. He knew he had pride with him. Huh? Whoa, but he said, God, huh, remove the pride, God, huh? Oh, God, huh? Then he went down the fourth time, huh? I don't know about you, but I'm feeling this thing right now. But God kept on, huh? When he went down the fifth time, huh, he said, Lord, you still not through with me, huh? Whoa, God, huh, I got to brush some of this mess off of me, huh? Glory be to God, huh? God, we thank you, huh? Now he went down the sixth time, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Oh, God, he said, God, I'm still not through, huh? I still need your help. Whoa, God. But number seven, how many know that seven is completion with God, huh? Whoa, my God, huh? See, you all have made the preaching come up in me. Glory be to God. He went down on the seventh time, and he came up all clear. He came up new. Glory be to God. He came up cleansed. Glory be to God. God, we thank you, honey. Give us the seven dip, God. Whoa, God. Make us clean and whole again. Not just he was clean, saints, but he was made whole. Hallelujah. That means if one of his fingers fell off, when one of them dipped, God put it back together again. Glory be to God. I was all jacked up, but when he went down on one of the dips, God restored his eyes. Glory be to God. He knew his heart wasn't right, but on one of the dips, God restored his heart. Whoa, God. God, we thank you. I don't know about you tonight, but we need to say, I need a cleansing, God. I need a cleansing, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, he didn't have to be separated no more. Now, he continued to reign as king. Now, hallelujah. He could go before the people, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Well, I thank you. Now, huh? His wife was so good, huh? Now, huh? The Bible said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, huh? Whoa, God, huh? We thank you, God. Thank you for the faith walk, huh? Thank you, God. Thank you for going through for us, God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Now, God, continue to have your way, God. Glory be to God, Father, and we thank you. It's time right now. It's time to take a leap for God. It's time. Oh, my God, my God, my God. We need to take a leap. Whatever troubling you, take that gift. Stand up right now. Whatever troubling you, we gonna take a dip on tonight, huh? Whether it's depression, huh? The devil is a liar, huh? We banning up right now. Whether it's oppression tonight, huh? We take that leap to be healed, huh? Whether it's finance tonight, huh? We take that leap for finance tonight, huh? Whether it's healing in your body, we take in that leap tonight, for to be healed, in Jesus' name, whether we need mind regulator tonight, we take in that leap tonight, whether our children is acting up, we take in that leap tonight, whether our husband are walked out, we taking a leap tonight, because God, he's a keeper of the keeper tonight. Glory be to God, Oh, God, we thank you. Whether it's marriage tonight, we take that leap tonight, that God is moving. God, and we thank you. Hallelujah. Take that leap tonight. 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 Take, I feel the Holy Ghost here. Take that leap tonight. No. If it's a church, take that leap tonight. If it's a ministry, take that leap tonight. Glory be to God. If you need members, take that leap tonight. No. Glory be to God. Because we need a cleansing tonight. We need a cleansing. Let's thank God for the word of God tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It might be someone that's sitting there saying, I really need a cleansing. And it's been so hard for me. Don't know which way to turn. Don't know where to go. Don't know a church door to open, walk right in. But I need a cleansing tonight. Some might need saving. And everything is just not right. But you might need saving tonight. Some of us, sometimes we backslide. And we want to come back to God. So if you're one of them, just say this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, forgive me for all my sins. That's it. It's okay. It's okay. I see you crying already. But it's okay tonight. God, but I thank you. Because you are keeper of the keeper tonight. Come into my heart. Cleanse me, God. Renew within me the right spirit tonight. And God, I thank you. Come on in, God. And I sup with you tonight. God, and I thank you. Reign with me, God. And let me reign with you. And I thank you. Now, if you said this, these words tonight, the angels in heaven is already rejoicing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And oh, my God. And not just the angels, but God is rejoicing. God is doing something in you right now. Tonight you will sleep better. Tonight you will have much peace. Tonight we decree that rest that will fall down upon you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for you tonight. Amen. Now, if you need a church, hallelujah, we got, well, two churches so far. Hallelujah. Apostle Tyrone Pulliam, he has service at, I think it's 5119 South Halsted, amen, at 4 in the evening. Amen. God's on the move ministry. And in the morning time, hallelujah, we can go to Pastor Michael Delaney Jr. Amen. And his church is 1400 East 72nd Street. Amen. Amen. BKG Ministry. God is on the move, and his service starts at 11 o'clock. So you can be with us at 11 in the morning, and then on Sunday morning, then you come be with us at 4 o'clock in the evening. Amen, amen. It is some deliverance going on. So you have to go to a five-fold ministry church, amen, where they will be able to lay hands, they will be able to pray for you, they will be able to prophesize, amen, in your spirit, and you will leave out of there healed, delivered, and set free. Amen. Amen. Well, I thank God for all of my listeners on tonight, and if you would like to call on tonight to the phone line, amen, is 661-449-9911. Again, it's 661-449-9911. So we're going to open up the prayer line tonight and the lines. And if you just want to talk on the lesson on tonight, or if you have something to say on naming, amen, and just want to share, amen, I would love to hear what you have to say tonight. If you have a testimony, I would love to hear that. But we're going to open up the line tonight. Amen. It looks like that we had started off, you know, with difficulty. But in the end, God made everything okay. Amen. So we're going to open up the line tonight. Amen. And if anybody would like to add something to it or say a testimony, you can say it at this time. Amen. 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 Who will be the first? Amen. Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Pastor. This is Pastor Delaney. I was able to make amen. I caught the second half of the call, and I tell you, I caught enough to say amen. Glory be to God. What a wonderful job. What a wonderful job. I'm always encouraged to hear you speak, and I thought you spoke well. And there are many that I believe this message need to hit. And it needs to resonate because there are a lot of people hurting,
yes.
I thought you expressed well their hurt and the condition
yes.
that they're in, that yes. they don't have to stay there. Amen.
Come on now.
That there is hope. Glory be to God.
Yes.
And so we're always leaning toward the call. And we know that God, in God, greater is he that is in us than he does in the world. So we don't have to stay in that sick condition. You know, we don't have to be in that despair condition. You know, it's not God's will and purpose that we walk through life hurting and without
That's
hope.
It.
So I pray that someone heard the message and find themselves a place amen. The two ministries she named, God on the Move, BGK Virtual Ministries, are two individuals. But if you in need tonight, you need to find, if there is a call on your life, don't wait till Sunday. Amen.
That's
you find
it.
Somewhere to go right now and allow the Lord to minister to your heart. Amen. So I thank you for that message. I commend you, and I thank you for even putting our ministry out there. We appreciate it.
Oh, yes.
Anytime. Amen. We thank you.
Amen.
We thank you for the fellowship.
I'm a part of that too. Me and the
pastor. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. You got that right.
That's
right. Amen.
Man.
That's right.
Rough.
So
amen.
That's right. We love the divine connection that God is making with the leaders in the kingdom. And I think those that share a heart for God's people, God is unifying.
Amen.
He's unifying his leaders that's kingdom-minded to come together to usher in this revival that I believe is going to happen.
Hey,
so,
that's it, a revival. Yes.
Yeah, I believe God is getting ready to do something, and he's lining up his people to get them in place. Amen. So, again, we thank you on behalf of the ministry.
Amen.
We love you so much.
We love you,
and
too.
And anytime
you.
I can support anything that you're doing, just
amen.
A phone call away. So, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. And again,
amen.
Thank you.
And thank you. Thank you, Pastor Bless Apostle. Thank you so much. Thank you. This is
no
so
problem.
Encouraging. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, God bless you, man of God. Amen.
Amen.
Will
Thank
there
you.
Be anyone? Amen. Will there be another one? Amen. On tonight?
Yes, okay. This is Prophetess Stephanie. I just want to say, awesome. Thank you, Pastor Donna. I mean, it blessed my soul. It's awesome. The teaching was awesome.
Amen.
I've heard the preaching of name before, but that's the first time I got the revelation that God has given me that was so awesome that as he was dipping, he was getting his spirit healed as well as he was getting his natural healed.
That's it.
And it was so awesome because I hear this, that I heard people preach that, you just go and dip. But this is the first time I got the revelation that you had preached that as he was dipping, he was repenting. As he was dipping,
he was
God
repenting.
Was showing him areas of his life that he needed healing spiritually as well as he needed healing naturally. That was awesome because sometimes before God can heal us naturally, he got to heal us spiritually.
Come on.
He got to heal from the inside out and not necessarily the outside in. So it really blessed my soul because that's the first time I heard it preached, teached, and revealed that as he was dipping, as he was in the dirty water, God was giving him a cleansing of his spirit, and it was producing the natural healing. So as he was dipping, it was like God was showing him all the things he needed to clean out on the inside of like his heart. Then he could receive how God was going to heal him on the inside and naturally heal him, give him that natural healing.
Yes.
So it just blessed me, and I enjoyed every bit of it.
Amen. Well, thank you, Prophetess, so much, so much. It's so encouraging, amen, that people listen and because the Bible said we need an ear to hear. Amen, amen. And I truly thank God for the encouragement and the listening. Amen. That you all is bringing forth. Amen. Will there be another one? Amen. Amen. It's okay. Hallelujah. It's okay. But we thank God tonight. I don't want to go off the air and somebody would like to say something or add something too, because you know what? You can add something too, because this goes on and on and on. And we thank God because what Naaman knew he had to do was repent. Amen. He had to repent. And we can't keep going on in our own and not repent. The Bible said, let every man examine himself. Hallelujah. So for now on, before we launch into something, let's start examining ourselves. Amen. Pastor Delaney, he taught on Sunday morning. He said, what is your assignment? Are you sure that you consulting God first? Are you sure that God told you that? Are you sure you're in the right place? Are you sure that you're sure that you're sure that you're sure that God has told you where to go? Amen. So Naaman, he started going down in the dip. He started examining himself. I feel the Holy Ghost again here. He started examining himself. And this is what God wants us to do. And the Bible said, lay aside every weight and every sin that so easily beset us and run this race
yes.
tonight. Amen. 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 Oh, my God. Amen. Amen. I feel the Holy, woo, double shot.
God bless.
All right. Bye-bye. God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you.